there, they fleeced me of my money, were super clingy, suffocating in fact. I couldn't breathe, but I am now free of them and I've never felt better.
Nice one, Mary. Now, is there anything you'd like to say to that old flame?
Yeah, but unfortunately, cigarettes can't really hear you.
About that new washing machine.
Yeah, I know. I promise we'll have a look soon, but...
I've bought one.
What?
Well, you wanted something more energy efficient than the old one.
Yes, but...
And you said it needed a good warranty.
I know, but...
So, I've got us an e-back.
The future is like an infinitely massive ball of plasticine that's hurtling towards Earth's present, like a strange squashy meteor. But it's not burning up in the atmosphere because the plasticine would melt and probably smell really bad. Order issues aside, Harry made two superb points. Or at least we think he did. We're doing some heavy-duty interpretation here. The points he might have been making are that A, the future is malleable, and B, that it's certainly on its way,